From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. When singer Emmylou Harris goes out on tour, she'll take a big black dog named Bella on the bus with her.
A big black dog, a little too much gray around the muzzle. A big black dog, why she ended up.
Emmylou Harris surrounds herself with dogs. She runs a small rescue operation in her backyard with a bunkhouse for the dogs there. She lives in Nashville, shares a house with her mother, who's turning 90. Emmylou Harris jokes that she's a really good ex-wife. She has three former husbands. She just turned 64 and wrote most of the songs on her new CD titled Hard Bargain. In many of them, she's taking stock of this phase of her life.
Somehow, when you think about yourself in old age, you think you're going to be this completely different person that you don't even recognize because you can't imagine it, you know. But you are very much yourself, obviously very changed and affected and molded by the people that you've known, people that are in your life and people that you've lost. But you're still, that core person is still intact.
Hmm. You mentioned people that you've lost, and there is this strain of kind of wistfulness, I think, through a number of the songs that you wrote for this CD, and maybe a narrowing of expectation. I'm thinking about the song Lonely Girl.
It seems to me late, days are growing short, years are going fast, and time is flying by. Wake up in the morning, and before I even notice, the sun is going down, and I'm left to wonder why.
There's so much melancholy, I think, in this song.
Yes, well, I think that wistfulness and melancholy is kind of a natural state at different points in your life, and especially, I think, as you get older. I mean, there's a certain grace in accepting what your life is and embracing all the good things that have been, but I still think there's an expectation of good things to come, not necessarily what you expected. You know, I come from a generation, and maybe it will always be, where you assume you're, you know, going to find that one love of your life, and that's going to determine a great part of your life, who you are partnered with. And that hasn't been my story.
I'm talking with Emmylou Harris. And Emmylou, the first song on the new CD is a tribute to the singer who really kick-started your career, Graham Parsons, the late mm-hmm. Graham Parsons, one of the first really to fuse country and rock music, sang with Birds and the Flying Burrito Brothers, and asked you eventually to join his band. Let's take a listen to the beginning of the song, The Road.
I can still remember every song you played long ago when we were younger and we rocked the night away. How could I or you would not grow with such a fire in our belly, such a hunger in our soul.
And Emmylou, that line about Graham Parsons not growing old, right. Of course, he died at age 26, overdosed in 1973, very soon after you started playing together.
Yeah, I mean, really, I only spent about a year and not even, you know, a continuous year. You know, we did an album, we did GP in 72, and toured that record. And at the end of that tour, we went into the studio and recorded what became Grievous Angel. And all the plans to tour, and we were excited about working together. And I just thought, well, this is what I want to do. I'm having a great time. I'm learning music. I feel like I'm really finding my voice, you know, and he turned me on to beautiful country music, the harmony singing of the Leuven Brothers, and I felt like I was in school, you know, and I had this mentor, and I was on my way to really discovering music in a whole new way.
Love her.
his death came as a shock to me, first of all, losing someone that I cared for very much, you know, who was also like a teacher to me. And also, that was my work. All of a sudden, I felt I had found where I was supposed to be in my life and what I was supposed to do. And all of a sudden, it was as if that was just over.
I've been listening to a recording of an interview that Graham Parsons did not long before he died, talking about the first time that he heard you sing. He'd come down to Washington to meet you and basically to try you out as a duet partner. Let's take a listen.
She just sang like a bird, man, and I said, well, that's it. And I sang with her the rest of the night, and she just kept getting better and better. The more I looked at her, she's got fantastic eye contact. She can sing anything that you're doing in perfect harmony as long as you look at her. You know, and if you raise your eyebrows, if you're going up on a note, she goes right up with you in perfect pitch. Man, she's beautiful.
Wow. I mean, I don't think I ever heard that. That was lovely to hear his voice, actually. You know, for everything that has happened, I can trace back to that meeting. And that time, you know, being sort of under his mentorship. And it's really determined so much of my life.
Does it feel like when you're on the road now, when you're singing, when you're on stage or recording, does it still feel like he's part of you in some way? I mean, it's been a long time now.
I wouldn't put it that way. I mean, I know that people like to think that, you know, he's the driving force in my life, and it's a very romantic thing to look at. But, you know, he was a very important part of my life. But, you know, you meet a lot of people and have a lot of experiences, and they color you and stay with you. But I'm not the grieving widow, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That I think people have tried to sort of cast me. It's easier. It makes the story easier to, you know, and more linear. But life is much more complicated and interesting and full of zigs and zags than that.
Amy Lou Harris, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Marissa.
Amy Lou Harris, her new CD is Hard Bargain. You can hear more of our conversation about Graham Parsons at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.